Sabrina, is it my imagination, or do you eat more with us now than when you lived here?
Oh, well, I couldn't stay away, and nobody makes goulash like Aunt Zelda.
The trick is to marinate the ghoul.
Oh, who would be so rude as to send us mail at dinner time?
It's from Cousin Marigold. She wants to send her daughter Amanda to live with us for a year.
The same Amanda who set our house on fire?
And locked me in a jar? I'm so out of here.
Wait, Sabrina. Oh, poor Amanda's worse than ever.
Can a person be worse than pure evil?
This is so sad. Her mother just got married for the 19th time, and Amanda's not taking it well.
That makes two of us. I'm still trying to bag husband number one.
Marigold thinks that if Amanda goes to school in the mortal realm and lives here with us, we might be able to straighten her out.
Zelda, this is a huge commitment. We're gonna have to think long and hard before we agree to anything. No, she can't come.
When's Amanda supposed to be here? Please let that be an earthquake.
Hi, everybody. Hey. Thank you so much for taking me in. Whoa, what died in here?
That would be our dinner.
I'll let her in. I guess since you're at college, I'll be taking over your room. I think it's gonna be really cool once I change everything about it.
Well, that just killed my appetite.
I think it killed everybody's.
Well, not everybody's.
Oh.
See in a year.
Honey, we're sorry Amanda's taken over your room, but we can't turn our backs on family.
Oh, I wouldn't turn my back on Amanda, ever.
We'll make sure she doesn't disturb any of your things.
Thanks for taking care of that.
Salem's right. The girl's pure evil. Ooh, can I borrow this purse?
Yeah, keep it all. I'll be sure to write.
Zelda, what are we gonna do? We can't send that little monster to a mortal high school.
Well, maybe we could homeschool her.
Over my dead body?
Oh, look. Video. From Marigold.
How thoughtful. It's probably 20 years overdue, and she wants us to return it.
Oh, look, there's a note. I just met someone on my honeymoon who gave me this. Try it if you're desperate and frustrated.
That's when I usually rent a video.
Typical suburban teenagers living in a typical suburban home. Not. Welcome to Witch Rite Hall, where rebellious and magically challenged young witches learn to function in the mortal realm.
Hot diggity, our troubles are over.
Children live and go to school under the same roof, learning to control their magical impulses and use their powers appropriately.
I've seen enough. I'll get the checkbook. You throw a man in the car.
Wait, wait.
To the neighborhood, we're simply a loving couple who adopt delinquent youths.
Oh, my God. That's James Hexton.
The James Hexton? Who's James Hexton?
The man whose heart I shattered into a million pieces back in 1469. Oh, he said he'd never forgive me.
Now I remember. He waded through a moat of alligators just to see you, and you slammed the door in his face. I see his leg grew back.
This is a disaster. If you take Amanda to the school for an interview, she'll never get in.
He's right. Someone else will have to take her.
I can't get anybody into school. Daddy had to donate a fleet of Volkswagens to get me into clown college.
No, 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 no. On second thought, no.
I'll buy you a Porsche.
Keep talking.
Hilda, you can't bribe Sabrina into doing the right thing for her family.
Stay out of this.
Give me 10 more seconds. I'll have her palms so greased, she'll need a drip pan.
Listen to me, Sabrina. Witch Rite Hall is Amanda's last chance. If she doesn't get accepted there, she'll be banished to the mortal realm forever, causing destruction wherever she goes.
Unbelievable. I am this close to getting a 911 turbo, and you play the apocalypse card.
I am good.
Come on, Amanda, turn that frown upside down. You're gonna love it here.
What do you want? Why do I care?
We have an appointment with the headmaster. Amanda Wiccan and her cousin Sabrina were a little early
because everybody hates me and they can't wait to get rid of me.
Well, you sound like a real peach. Door's open.
Oh, look at the sweet-looking dog. Here, boy.
First off, I'm old enough to be your grandfather. Secondly, the name is Phil.
Oh, a dog named Phil? Any relation to a boy named Sue?
Hands off, Toots. I'm not one of your touchy-feely types. I happen to be the head of the phys ed department. Now, both of you drop and give me 20.
No way. I don't go to school here.
Yet. Okay, let's get a move on, you lard bottom.
Coming, Coach Phil.
Pathetic bunch. I know Yorkies who run faster than you.
Well, we know one thing. The phys ed department is solid.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of slobbering animal teaches history.
That would be me. James Hexton, headmaster. In a few weeks, I should have the slobbering under control.
She didn't mean that. This is Amanda, and I'm her cousin Sabrina.
Delighted. Oh, would you excuse me a minute? A mob of angry women is about to show up at the door.
What is it? There's a decision difference.
Make that mob of angry men. I'm so hit and miss today.
Hexton, that hormone-crazed son of yours is ruining our daughter's lives.
Oh, Lord, and it's only just 4 o'clock. All right, back in a jiff.
Well, I, for one, am loving this place.
Great. Then you stay here, and I'll move in with your roommates at college.
Nicely done. Oh, I've often practiced that technique myself, but I keep coming up against the same obstacle.
Irritable spell syndrome.
I'm mortal. The only magic I can do involves mascara and Lady Clara.
Robin Davis, school director. I'm guessing that feisty little frozen thing is Amanda.
Uh-huh, and I'm her room temperature cousin, Sabrina. We have an appointment with Professor Hexton.
Oh, you are in for a treat. The man is a true innovator. This morning, he took his world history class back in time to meet Gandhi.
Really?
They learned about past resistance and then treated the Mahatma to an everything bagel.
Oh, well, right now he's on the porch practicing passive resistance on some irate neighbors.
Bet that's going well.
Right. Tag, this is a decent place to live.
Afternoon, gentlemen. What seems to be the problem today?
Our daughters are so busy mooning over your boy, Sean, they can't eat, sleep, or do their homework.
You gotta love me.
I don't think they gotta.
It's just plain weird. It's like he's got all the girls in the neighborhood hypnotized.
Hypnotized? Let me assure you, my husband and I will do everything in our power to squelch whatever magic Sean wields over your daughters.
You know, this town thinks you and your husband are doing a fine thing, taking in these screwed-up kids. But if you can't control them, be advised. We've got a really testy Kiwanis Club.
Oh, we'll let that be a warning to us.
Put some kind of romantic spell on those girls, didn't you?
That seemed to work nicely with the dork spell I put on their boyfriends.
Sean, you can't play around with people's feelings.
Oh, unlike you two, who can play around with the most sacred institution in the mortal realm?
Indian bingo?
You pretend you're married.
For your protection, to keep away suspicious neighbors.
Working like a charm so far.
Don't you mouth off to us. I'm sending you up to your room and taking away your magic. Now, give me the finger.
With pleasure.
But you know what I mean.
Very impressive.
Oh, it's been a busy week. Got fingers coming out of my... Don't ask.
Okay, Sabrina, what do you say we defrost your cousin and get this interview rolling?
Oh, my God, I did it!
No, it's me.
It's always you. Nice meeting you. Catch up with you later.
If you'd care to come this way.
Oh, well, when in Rome.
First off, let's make ourselves comfortable.
Oh, well... We're already comfortable. And we felt at home the minute we walked in the door, right, Amanda?
This place bites.
It can. I wouldn't pet the phys ed teacher. All right, let's review your file. Wiccan file. I know I put it somewhere. Excuse me. Ah, yes. Wiccan, I believe. Yes, here we are. Let's see. You've been expelled from 12 different schools. You forced 14 teachers into early retirement, one into a straitjacket. On the other hand, you were the top seller in the Other Realm High magazine drive.
That's what I love about Amanda. She's a real go-getter.
Says here you never turned in the money.
That's because I spent it on a mountain bike. No. Wait, I stole the bike. I spent the money on a Kate Spade bag.
so Amanda has a problem with dishonesty and greed, but that's just because of her troubled background. I mean, I think if you get to know Amanda, you will see that she is a good spirit with a kind heart.
Oh, ow!
See how quickly she warmed up to you? I'm so sorry. I'm sure if I just make a few phone calls, I can get all of Amanda's records.
Not necessary. I know the type of student I'm dealing with.
Oh, please, Professor, there's a lot more to Amanda than meets the eye. I mean, she's very serious about school.
I'll have a banana split, two scoops of vanilla with chocolate sprinkles. Oh, and, get a little something for yourself.
I don't think so. Well, so much for the interview. Now, when can you come back for the tour?
Never.
Or now, or sooner. You know, whatever works for you.
How about after my faculty meeting?
Oh, Amanda's flexible. What a kid.
All right, let's begin today's meeting with old business. Any old business?
Yes, we need equipment for the gym.
We don't have a gym.
We need a gym.
I'll look into it. Any new business?
I think we should talk about Sean. He's been wreaking havoc around here for months, and frankly, I don't know if we can turn him around.
Let me handle it. There's a pack of Rottweilers downtown who owe me.
You want to have a student attacked by a pack of wild dogs?
You make it sound so dirty.
Maybe that's because my approach to education doesn't usually involve drawing blood.
James, he's been bringing the entire neighborhood to our door and jeopardizing the security of the school. We may have to consider expulsion.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. You telling me you want to just give up on a troubled youth and turn him out on the street?
I'm with the broad. Dump the chump. Tough love, baby.
Well, forgive me if I don't take the advice of someone who scratches himself at the dining room table. I'm not giving up on Sean. If the witches had given up on me when I was at correctional school, where would I be today?
Congress? Do we have any beer nuts?
All right, that's it. Meeting adjourned. Robin, why don't you show Sabrina and Amanda around the school? Then later I'll have Amanda sit in on my ethics class.
How can I be of service?
You can clean up the mess you left in the backyard.
Deal. But I want a new dental plan.
Hi! You must be Amanda. Are you a new student here?
I hope not.
You're negative. I used to be negative. Now I just want to make a good impression and have people like me for the positive, uplifting person that I am. Good luck with that. Thanks. Time for class. Are you sitting in?
Wouldn't miss it.
Great. You can sit right next to me. The seat is always empty.
What a shock.
Hey, everybody. Let's give a warm welcome to our guest, Amanda. I love that outfit.
It's yours. That's the best you guys can do? And you call yourselves delinquents.
I do all right. The other day, I zapped a third cheek onto Professor Hexen's butt.
You're still doing butt jokes? That's so second grade.
So, what do you do for fun?
You're looking at the witch who put the hole in the ozone layer.
Wow. I didn't know girls could do stuff like that.
Well, you don't know this girl. Okay, so here's the plan for today's class. You, the minute Hexen starts to talk, release the killer bees. You, when the mood strikes, unleash tornado in a drum. And stay low. And you, Smiley, take your pick, salmonella or mad cow disease.
I like them both.
Aren't we gonna get in trouble?
Hello, we're witches. You people have so much to learn.
And I'll be the one teaching them, thank you very much. Now, please take your seats, and I'll take those jars. Well, Miss Wickham, you certainly are quite bold for a guest.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Listen to me, dearie. I've been a witch since the Spanish Inquisition, and if Torquemada didn't scare me, you certainly don't. All right, now where did we leave off yesterday?
I was telling Sean how I used my magic to hack into the computers at the Pentagon, and you were babbling on about something.
Ethics.
Does it ring a bell?
Ah, yes, now I remember. I was about to pose a problem. Suppose you meet a mortal with whom you're interested in having a relationship. Now, how would you go about that? Sam?
Well, I'd use a mind-reading spell to amass data from her brain and then photographically memorize her interests.
Newsflash, dude. You're photographing the wrong stuff.
Yeah, it's just the person you want to listen to. The only way he can get a girl to like him is to put a spell on her. Now, can anyone tell me what's wrong with what Sean did?
He got caught.
Oh, yes, he did. And now his magic finger lives in this jar. With a toe. Can't explain. All right, now listen up, people. Here's the deal. You can't find a relationship in a potion bottle. Oh, sure, you can manipulate people, but real friendship, true love, they need more than magic to survive. They need human emotion.
What makes you such an expert?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call myself an expert, but I do have some good friends, and I did know true love once. That was the summer of 69. 1469, and Botticelli was having one of his backyard barbecues. Suddenly, I looked up and saw a vision due west of the Suckling Pig. She was beautiful. She was brilliant. And for a brief moment in time, she was mine.
What happened?
Ah, she left me for that stud muffin Gutenberg. Yeah, big deal. So the guy printed a Bible. It's not like he wrote the blasted thing. Sorry.
Well, maybe if you'd used magic, you would have stayed together.
Ah, but it wouldn't have been the same, would it? Because I'd already experienced real magic. That all-consuming passion that comes from within.
That's the most romantic story I've ever heard. But if anybody ever dumps me for a Bible maker, they're toast.
So are you saying that a guy like me could get a girl without using any magic?
I did.
But she, like, totally broke your heart.
Letting me know I had one. Now, why don't you see if you can find yours? All right, people, I'm going to let you ponder these matters for a while I take these jars to the landfill. Carry on.
We still have a number of applications to review before we fill the space, but we'll call you as soon as we make our decision.
Okay, well, we'll be waiting by the phone or the toaster, you know, whichever's quicker.
All right, let me have it. You hate this place, right?
I don't know. Beats living with stepfather number 19.
Amanda, that is the most positive thing you've ever said. You must really like it here.
Well, it's the first place I ever felt I belonged.
If you get accepted here, you don't have to be shuttled back and forth from realm to realm. I mean, you could really find some stability here and turn your life around.
Yeah, it all sounds good. But I learned a long time ago not to get my hopes up.
I'll put in a good word for you, but it may not carry much weight. I'm an umbrella.
Taking so long, why haven't they called yet?
When they do, can I answer the phone?
I want to hear James's voice one more time.
Amanda really liked the place. I sure hope she gets in.
That makes four of us.
Five of us!
Hello. Hi. Hi, Professor Hexton. So? No?
Oh,
no.
Say it ain't so.
But you so... I see. But Amanda really liked... Okay. Thanks anyway.
I don't believe this.
You? We're the ones who are going to be stuck living with her.
Did they give you any explanation as to why they didn't accept Amanda?
No. But they're going to. I can't believe you rejected my cousin Amanda. If she's not right for this nut house, who is?
Hillary Kersberg. Thanks to her, the Cubs haven't won a World Series since 1908.
We take only the most extreme cases. At the end of the day, we felt that Amanda just wasn't as troubled a soul.
She's a nightmare! She's a spoiled, selfish little brat who's been nothing but trouble since the day she was born.
We thought she was rather nice. Actually, that's the main reason we rejected her.
You saw the well-behaved Amanda. Want to see the real Amanda? Watch what happens when she finds out she didn't get accepted. She's gonna go ballistic.
Anything? Did the school call?
Yes, sweetheart.
Well, did I get in?
In your dreams, sweetheart.
Ask the cat. Oh, you think he's bad? Keep watching. 10-1 says she blows up the house.
She's crying.
Tears of rage, I assure you.
I really liked it there. I mean, it's the first place that ever felt like home.
Amazing. Amanda's the first student ever to cry because she didn't get accepted.
Normally they cry because they do.
She can change, I promise!
Oh, that won't be necessary. Any witch who's that desperate to be here deserves a place.
You mean you'll accept her?
What about the Kersberg girl?
Oh, she's small. We can squeeze her in. How soon can you have Amanda here?
Oh, sooner than you can imagine.
Just so we're clear, I'm not sharing a room with anybody.
I'll get it. Hello.
Hi, my name's Tiffany. I'm selling raffle tickets for my church. They're only a dollar. Are you interested?
I'm interested.
I'll take 5 tickets.
I guess we'll see if he learned anything in class.
I don't see why a guy who looks like that even needs magic.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
If you want a kiss, I need dinner and a movie.
Where's the girl?
In your sick little mind. Now give me 50 laps to take a cold shower. And I'm keeping the 5 smackaroos.
Well, I can't say I like your tactics very much, but you made your point. However, I refuse to give up on Sean.
Hexton, you're softer than a chewed-up slipper. Which reminds me, my gums are killing me. How about that dental plan?